You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's Pharrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out, the bad seed, the broken day, the bad apple with a bad attitude. We are live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York City. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. People dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion shake up should do bit. All my friend Nick, I'm around, flats and flats of body, brands on the west side, bed bugs up town. What a mess, this town's a tatter, my brains are spattered all over Manhattan, should do be shake out. Are you with us tonight from New York? 855-212-4227. So Wofford's putting a beating on Seton Hall already. And they're up 9. Michigan is up 17-6 on Montana with 11 minutes left in the first half. And Baylor leads Syracuse 18-13, up 5 with 13.5 to go. Those are the only three games going on. Starting in a minute or two, Old Dominion and Purdue and Hartford in the South region. So one more. Purdue laying 12.5 there. Maryland, a winner over Belmont today. Belmont covers 79-77. I had Maryland to win Belmont on the spread. Carver High.
Belmont almost got it done. The guy just didn't get enough. He tried to hit him with that backdoor pass. The guy was coming back. They had the ball. Last possession, shot clock off. They were playing for the last shot.
I thought it was a bad pass.
And it was a bad pass.
He didn't have him.
They needed to do better.
It was
a good idea. Good idea. He saw the guy cutting. But there was too many bodies between him and there.
Well, and the defender stayed on him, so he never got free of him.
And it was tipped before it even got to him. But I thought they needed to come up with a better, shot there. Something, a better play.
It was poorly handled, that possession, for sure.
Yeah, the whole possession. They're killing the clock like that. You're down. You don't play for the last shot if it's not tied. What are you doing wasting all that time? What happens if you miss? You need the time to try to get the rebound and put it back.
I'm with you. Murray State blew out Marquette. What'd you think of that? Ja Morant going off with a triple-double. Meanwhile, he had all kinds of wacky shots. He was wild and throwing it all over the place. But he still got the triple-double.
I loved it. I thought it was great. It was fun to watch him because, look, he plays for Murray State.
16 dimes.
You don't get to see him a lot during the season.
I mean, now you will.
People aren't checking out a lot of Murray State games, even though this guy is going to be, one of the top three picks in the NBA draft. Watching him today, he lived up to the hype. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Let's see if he can do it again when they play, Florida State next, right? Who do they play next? They play
I think so.
I believe – no, it's not – yeah, it is Florida State.
They play Florida State next. It sure is. Minnesota beat Louisville. I was surprised at that. I thought the Gophers looked great, and I thought Louisville looked terrible. You said it best last night that they never recovered from blowing the game against Duke. They were literally two different teams.
One, disgraceful performance.
One that had Duke by the throat, and the other one that never recovered from it.
The defense was trash all day. Every time they screen, they play this lazy defense where they're switching. You're getting these big guys guarded by the little guards because they can't get around some screens. Like, are you kidding me? I don't know what Mac was doing that he didn't make that adjustment. And it's funny, the whole game they're talking about how Minnesota doesn't really shoot the three well, and then they're just draining threes over Louisville all game.
I think Coach Mac will have plenty of time in the offseason to figure out what they did wrong today. Villanova 61-57 over St. Mary's. They didn't cover the spread, but they won the game. Florida beat Nevada. So much for Nevada and all those seniors. They go out with a whimper after their great run last year. They're done now, one game in.
You've been saying it all year. You can't do all these comebacks and expect it to work in the NCAA tournament. You play a team like Florida, they're not letting you come back.
There you go. Kansas, a winner. They blew out Northeastern. That was ugly. They were shooting layups.
I mean, they hung with them like for a little bit of the first half, but once the second half started, Kansas just ripped them in half, man. It was ugly.
Ugly. Auburn over New Mexico State by one. That was the game of the day.
It sure was, and I still can't figure out. Hours later, I'm still trying to figure out what Auburn was doing in the last minute or two of that game. They were basically taking the game, walking over to New Mexico State and saying, here, we want you guys to have this.
Let's see if you can take it and
win
it.
Please take the game from us.
Take it.
They made turnovers, missed shots, missed free throws, JJ, they made every mistake you could possibly make in the last 2 minutes of a basketball game.
Remember that for the rest of the tournament.
Speaking of mistakes in that, too, the kid's driving in from New Mexico State. They're down two. He has the wide-open layup and kicks it out for the three. And you think, oh, he gets bailed out by the Falcon, and the kid misses two out of three free throws. Oh, my God.
They were just as bad.
They still get the ball, and the kid has the wide-open three and just airmails it.
But they were a really good team. I hit Auburn on the money line in New Mexico State on the spread there. LSU let Yale backdoor them, but LSU won the game by five. Florida State wins 76-69 over Vermont. They didn't cover against the Catamounts. They were laying 10. Kentucky, they blew out Abilene Christian, right? They covered 22. And Michigan State, I hit to win, and Bradley plus 19. They beat Bradley 76-65. Here go the Spartans. Gonzaga puts it on our buddy Greg Herenda's Fairleigh Dickinson team. The Knights traveled out to Salt Lake and got spanked.
At least they got that flight out to Salt Lake.
I told them to hit up.
Got to spend 36 hours out there.
Deer
right?
Valley, no snowboarding at Deer Valley.
Got time now.
It's just skiing there. You got to.
I'm sure they get him out of there just as fast as they get him in there, right?
Maybe Altar Park City you could hit. Maybe get a few runs in. Gonzaga 87-49. They mean business. Baylor up 20-16 on the Cuse. Michigan 21-6 on Montana. Wofford 27-16 on the Hall. Remember, Old Dominion Purdue set to go. There you go. What a day, right?
We still didn't get that big, you know, the big upset yet. I know Murray State beat Marquette, but the line was small in that. That wasn't really an upset to me. We haven't gotten the big hitter yet.
So
maybe tonight.
I'm sorry. Explain this to me again, this thing that you gave me, Mafia, this March Madness app. It said to me at one point, it literally said, you have like 2 hours and 50 minutes left of free pass. What does that mean? Like, so after that, I got to pay for it?
No, you got to sign in with your cable provider so that they know that you actually have cable. You're not just ripping off the games.
Right.
So you got to tell them, like, I have.
Oh, but I have to have that password, right?
Yeah.
So can you put it on this computer for me so I don't have to deal with this?
I'll try, but it might do the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Ugh, the humanity of it all. You have alternative means, don't you? I know I've seen you do magical tricks before with your tech wizardry.
We can explore them, although it's the easiest thing to just put in what your TV provider is. You have every channel known to man.
I have the TV provider. I don't have the password. I don't know what it is. What am I, Mr. You know, Dolly Password? I can't keep track of all these stupid-ass passwords. I'm done with it. Had enough. I mean it. Mafia used to play a clip when I yelled that every time, but those days ended a long time ago. I mean it! There it is. He's still got that magical touch. I mean it! Your boy, Carver High, the sheet of integrity has been released, and it's a big topic of conversation across North America and the Southern Hemisphere on satellite radio.
Yeah, I haven't lost anybody big yet, so I'm doing okay.
You're
I survived with Auburn. I have Auburn going pretty far, and I survived with them. So
Hornets winners over the T-Wolves. I hit that 113-106. I took the Nuggets over the Wizards. Winner. Hawks beat the Jazz. I'm a little surprised there. Hawks win by three. Suns lead the Pistons 10-7 out of the gates. Mavs 9-4 on the Kings at the Golden 1 in Sacktown. Pacers Warriors, who seldom come out to play at Oracle at the bottom of the hour. Anyone that's a hockey fan has to be bummed out because you're actually watching hockey tonight instead of the NCAA tournament. They should not have hockey games on this night.
I wish they didn't have
one
in Montreal tonight.
I know. Well, I believe that. That did not go well for you. 4-0 Canadians. Lightning 6-3 over the Canes. I hit that. Lost the Islander game. Hit the Panthers over the Coyotes 4-2. Hit the Bruins over the Devils 5-1. Avs lead the Stars in Dallas after 2-1-0. Sharks, Kings, bottom of the hour in Lipstick City. Flyers, Blackhawks after 2 in Chicago 1-1. Golden Knights lead the Jets in Vegas 1-0. Flames lead the Senators 2-1. I have the Knights. I have the Flames. I have the Blackhawks. I have the Stars going. I have the Sharks going. Predators trail the Penguins 1-0 on a Brandon Rust goal, his 18th. 1-0 in the third with 9 minutes left, and the Blues are up 4-2, doubling up the Red Wings with 6 minutes left in St. Louis. There you go. Rick Haro joins us at 40 past this hour on Sports Business. He's at the games in Jacksonville. Brandon Gaudin is calling the Columbia games tomorrow on Westwood One. He'll join us at 11:03. We'll talk all about the tournament all night long. Plus, Paul Goldschmidt, a 5-year, $130 million deal with the Cardinals and the Rays, gives Cy Young winner Blake Snell a 5-year, $50 million. Not bad, $50 million for winning the Cy Young, right? He's set for life. Guy could never win another game, and he's got $50 million coming. Good for you, dude. Four-time Pro Bowl pass rusher Justin Houston agrees to a deal with the Colts after being cut by the Chiefs earlier this year. Look, the Colts were a playoff team, and I thought they had a good defense to begin with. And now it just got better, Indianapolis. Good evening, Indianapolis. 855-212-4227. I'm hitting games left and right, money line spreads in the tournament. You got to be a member of PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up now. Hide the money from your wife. You're going to make stacks, especially during the tournament for the next 3 weeks. And you get every NBA, NHL, boxing, MMA fight. You name it, it's on PharrellOnTheBench.com. Make sure you listen tomorrow to episode 178 of Pharrell on the Bets, my sports betting podcast on Westwood One, westwoodonepodcast.com. iTunes drops in the morning, 6:30. Subscribe free and follow me on Twitter at OnTheBetsWWO.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes you can save about 15% or more on car insurance. A beautiful thing, Geico. I got to ask you, Carver High, the sheet of integrity is now developing. It's changing rapidly as the clock, the hours, the you know, what is the sand that goes through the hourglass? It's all happening. It's evolving as time.
Yeah, and it goes really fast. I mean, you think about it from noon right. on Thursday, you know, you have 64 teams. By the time you get to Sunday night, you're down to 16.
Right.
You know, it goes very quickly.
But I mean, tomorrow's like deja vu. We got a little wash, rinse, repeat. But
yeah.
My thing is, I'm already looking ahead with the sheet of integrity to some of these games that are already set, like Maryland LSU. Are you leaning any direction in these games? Also, Minnesota, Michigan State, Murray State, Florida State, Auburn, Kansas already on the docket for Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, if the Kansas team that I saw today against Northeastern shows up against Auburn on Saturday, and the Auburn team that I saw today shows up, I think Auburn's going to be in for a lot of trouble. Now, I picked Auburn to win this game, but, you know, Kansas—
Now you're doubting it.
Well, not doubting it, but, you know, because Kansas has not looked good all year.
Right.
Now, they played Northeastern today.
Fair enough.
Who I thought would give them, you know, a game. And they didn't in the second half. They got their doors blown off.
Right.
So I'm a little nervous about the Auburn-Kansas game, no doubt about that. The other games, look, I'm still on LSU, even though it's Maryland instead of Belmont. I'm still going to be on them.
So you're on LSU over Maryland.
Yeah. I'm still going to be on Michigan State, even though it's Minnesota instead of Louisville.
Right.
I'm still going to be there.
All right.
And I'm still going to be on Florida State to beat
Murray.
Murray State. So, I mean, everything is pretty much status quo for me. I haven't lost anybody yet.
You don't think Murray State could be the Loyola Ramblers of 2019? You think that they're the team everybody wants to go?
They could absolutely do that. I mean, Florida State, for the first, what, you want to say 30, 35 minutes today, Vermont gave them a hard time. Vermont was, that was a single-digit game, you know, almost the whole way between Vermont and Florida State today. So, and Murray's
I mean,
a lot better
than
Vermont.
I think the Catamounts are a really good team, right? But they don't play the kind of material that Florida State's dealing with. And I'm going to just say this. You got to beat Vermont by more than, you know, the line was 10. You got to win that game by at least 15, if you ask me. You know, you're Florida State. You're in the ACC. You're banging with the heavies. Some people think you're one of the top seven teams in the country. I would think, you know, most people think they are. And then you're messing around with Vermont. Now, I get it. It's a tournament game, so everything's different. There's pressure through the nose. What's crazy is watching these kids, you know, obviously when they lose and these coaches, and it just ends so quickly. It's like, I mean, it is literally the door slams and you're like shower, bus, flight, home. It's over. I mean, it ends really harshly for the losers. And the winners go back to their, you know, room, shower, go watch another game, then go back to the hotel and get ready for breakfast and another day of practice, and then they'll play Saturday. So Friday they get to chill the most and have fun all day, and the other ones are going home. It is a crazy tournament. So I was on in Toronto tonight. They asked me about it. I was on 590, and they asked me, did you hear that, Carver High?
I heard a little bit of it, yeah.
Did you hear what I said about they asked me if I think if this was my favorite sporting event.
I did not hear that part. How did you respond?
How do you think I responded?
Because it's such a huge gambling event, I'm going to say that it was definitely up there for you or at the top.
But was it at the top? I mean, come on.
I don't know. NFL playoffs for you?
I can't even believe you don't say the Stanley Cup. I mean, what is wrong with you? Have you drank before work tonight
or something? Because I'm looking at it
Have you seen the shrink lately? Have you not been getting any leg at home? What is this? Did you hear what he said to me? Football? What did he say? Baseball?
What I'm saying to you is...
He didn't even talk hockey, this guy. You remember this guy?
I thought this was from a gambling aspect.
Now, from a favorite sporting event.
All right, that's different than the Stanley Cup playoffs.
I once again rattled off the importance of the Stanley Cup over women and children.
Good.
So, you know, the Penguins go first, and then, you know.
Family is after them.
I'd say 34C comes in a close second based on her 20 years with me. And then, you know, the kids are 12 and, 15 and 12 almost. So there's, you know, 15 and 12 years. So they go 3-4. And then, you know, dog 5, but Penguins number 1.
Surprised the dog even makes the top 10.
I'm a little surprised. I should probably put the Steelers in 5 and then dog 6.
I figured you'd even put the Pirates before the dog.
Come to think of it, Pirates Hoosiers. 7, dog 8, Hoosiers 9 now behind the dog.
You got to get rid of that dog.
Listen to you. You got to watch Bloodline.
It's true.
The dog ranks higher than the Ferrell Ballers?
I cannot believe this guy. Honestly, Where are we? I just broke into a full-on sweat. I have a full-body heat. I'm having palpitations. I'm having a heat thing, like a stroke.
Like a heart arrhythmia?
I'm having like a skipped arrhythmia, like a worse than going to the prostate exam over the illustrious Carver High and the great hockey fan that he is, the ILC podcast, the captain of all Captain Antonellis. This guy doesn't mention.
I honestly thought you were talking about gambling.
I mean, it is unbelievable. I don't know what is happening here, though. This is a.
I thought you were doing like a gambling type
a
of spot
staggering
with them tonight,
development.
So I figured it had to tie into gambling.
But, I mean, wouldn't that be also the best sporting event for gambling, the Stanley Cup?
Not this is better to gamble on.
What are you talking about? There's a game every night for 2.5 months. I'm betting on, and I bet on. I bet on plus minus on those games.
The first 4 days of the NCAA tournament are gambler's paradise.
I go on the goal and a half plan. Is that like you get a free phone at the phone place when you get a new cell phone? Buy one, get one free. I give you a little plus minus, goal and a half, little Jimmy. Little shiggity. And then you got your boy Carver. He likes to play that. We're in Vegas. He plays that Grand Salami.
Yeah, I love the Grand Salami.
He gets a Grand Salami going, shiggity. There's nothing better when I see him at the bar in the morning and he's like, I got the Grand Salami rolling today. And I'm like, oh, no. It was fun being on in Toronto. One other note, they do their updates. They start with hockey. God bless them. It was like it was a religious experience for me. The sportscast started with the hockey news. I thought it was great because all we ever get here is the same crap. No disrespect to you, Marco. I love you. You're fantastic on the show, and I've always liked you. I'm a big fan of yours. You know that's true. But honestly, you've never led with hockey once since I've known you. And if you did, you'd be fired.
Which is why I've never led with hockey once.
Right. But like, you think he'd slip one in at 1:30 in the morning one night, maybe? But he won't do it because he knows what'll happen. I mean, this guy that runs this place—if you even talk hockey, he gives you the business.
Yeah, I'm on thin ice as it is.
Why do you talk about hockey? I mean, Jesus Christ, no one's talking about hockey anywhere.
That bad phone's not ringing because I'm talking hockey. I'll tell you that now.
Listen, we're number one if I talk about boogers.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. Rick Haro is in Jacksonville. What games are going on there right now? Any tonight or are they tomorrow?
No. They're actually tonight. Seton Hall and Wofford are at halftime, and Wofford's putting a licking on them. And then I saw maybe one of the best games ever, the Belmont game. That was amazing. Belmont and Maryland, that was a really tough game. Yale LSU was a really tough game. And Abilene Christian Kentucky was one of the worst games since Naismith invented the peach basket.
So those are the four games you got to watch. And then, so what's your plan? Are you going to stay for Saturday's games, or are you going somewhere else?
No, I'm getting home because I got to watch Duke and North Carolina from the comfort of my home with the comfort of a beer in my hand. I can't, although I'll tell you what, next week, assuming it's Duke, I'm going to Washington to see them play next week already. And then, of course, Minnesota. So, I'll go home for 2 days.
Do you believe that so the Duke is going to play North Carolina in the championship is what you're surmising?
That's what I'm surmising. And I'm picking Cincinnati in the other bracket, unbelievably. And then Gonzaga will lose to Florida State in the other bracket. How's that?
I'm with you on North Carolina. I think at the end of the day, those two are the two best teams in the country all around.
Yeah, although I'll tell you what, Kentucky looked really good and really big, and Calipari was yelling at everybody, even though they were up at one point, I think it was 61-30. And Abilene Christian was just happy to be there. You know, they're a great story, and we all know that. You know, those kids, it was the first time in the history of Abilene Christian's program that they were there. They probably didn't deserve to be, but they avoided embarrassment because the game was short. Luckily, it was only a 40-minute basketball game.
Do you think sports betting companies will capitalize on events like March Madness that'll bring new fans to sports betting?
Oh, yeah. But, you know, $4.6 billion, says the American Gaming Association, is bet legally, but there's a lot more illegally, and now a lot more legally. 8 states approve it. This time next year, 20 states approve it. And, you know, this is, by the way, do you realize that all but 18 states, because of a quirk in the federal law, office pools are illegal? So we're not going to jail, though. I think if we're going to jail, we go to jail for reasons unrelated to sports betting.
I believe that. Dove Men Care Products, tell me about this Unilever deal where they're doing these limited edition jerseys, because I just wanted to say that I use the men's Dove Care antiperspirant, and I find that it is dry and it does not leave stains on my shirts, on my pits.
That's wonderful. That's a bit of information no one really cares about unless you're getting paid.
I'm a big fan of their product.
Are you getting paid by the brand?
No, but I use it every day in the gym and at home, and chicks dig me.
Maybe one of the two of those is right. You do use it every day. Look, it's a good example of activation. They're getting a whole lot of women targeting because, you know, women make 9,000% of all the buying decisions in everybody's household. And so you walk around Jacksonville and you have the normal sponsors, the Pizza Huts. By the way, they made me take a soda and put it in an official NCAA cup by the scorer's table. So, you know, there are a lot of issues here that we understand. But the bottom line of it all is, it is clearly activation for corporations. You know, that's why they're making all this money. And NCAA is making over $1 billion from the tournament alone. About $817 million of it is from TV.
So I saw that Washington kid for Kentucky tonight wearing that cast on his foot. He's not playing basketball anytime soon.
No, probably not. Although Calipari in his press conference said they're taking the boot off tomorrow, potentially, just to see what it looks like, but they'll definitely take it off next week. I think what they're trying to figure out is how to get him to the games that matter, which will be next week.
March Madness could cost employers over $13 billion. That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that Salinger Great Christmas Study, every year, they talked about 25 and a half minutes each week or Thursday or Friday, where people are kind of under their desk fumbling around to make sure they get the right deal. And over 40% of the wins are basically reported from work, so you know they're doing it at work. But here's the deal. A happy worker is a productive worker. So, Pharrell, you and I both say if employers don't want them to do this, shut up and let them do it anyway.
So I see Katy Perry will headline the Capital One Jam Fest on April 7th and all kinds of action in Minneapolis.
Yeah, right. Big time Final Four, about $150 to $175 million of economic impact. it's going to happen bigger than ever because, you know, here's a newsflash, the weather still sucks in Minneapolis early April. So there's not a whole lot of golf, not a whole lot of other stuff. Luckily, as we remember from the Super Bowl, all that area there is self-contained, and what's going to happen is they're going to have some concerts and there's going to be activation, and all of the big-time sponsors are going to be able to do even more with it than they did before.
So if you were the fan that won the tickets for a 100 years contest the NFL's running, would you do a ticket in Vegas or Los Angeles in those two new stadiums? Because you get them for the team of your choice for the 100 years, and then, I mean, the bottom line is whoever gets that could make some serious money.
Yeah, I think I would do it in Vegas, although with Armageddon coming, I think Armageddon comes to Vegas first, and it may come earlier than 100 years from now. Well, what happens if you don't get to use 20 or 30 years of your ticket?
I mean, somebody in your family, I would think, would get the string on that deal. I would, you know, legally make sure that happened because you never know how long you're going to be around. There's got to be some kind of comeuppance for the person behind you in line in the family. What about the Players' Championship? They increased their purse. That was a lot of money, expanded from $11 million to $12.5 million this year.
$12.5 million, and the bottom line is it's a major. I mean, everybody loves the tournament. The purse is great. They've moved it to a time slot where it feels like a major. Why isn't it a major? I don't really understand. I'm supposed to understand a lot of this stuff, but I don't really understand what makes a major. You look around Jacksonville here this week. They're still really excited about that tournament a week beforehand. And so the only reason it's not a major is people don't call it a major.
I heard that James Blake, who's running the Miami Open tennis tournament down where you live, has turned that in. It's his second year running it, and he's turned it into like this gigantic festival, party, bash, music, concerts, electric beat shows, great DJs, the whole deal. It's like a party now.
IMG spent $50 million or so. Steve Ross spent a lot of money. They should both be absolutely congratulated for this. You know, the center court is inside the football stadium, and everybody was talking about how that's a terrible thing and it shouldn't be really exciting for players, and these are real players and they shouldn't be made to play in a football stadium. Guess what? It's a great facility. Everybody likes it, and the bottom line is they're really kind of exciting recreational courts as well. And you know, South Florida, this game wasn't going to keep the tournament. And if Steve Ross didn't spend the money, they wouldn't have the tournament here. They'd have had it in Orlando or somewhere else.
The Yankees, tell me about that deal to buy Disney's 80% stake in the YES Network for $3.4 billion. There were others involved in it. How much power does that give the Yankees in the deal?
A lot of money. What they're doing is they're trying to buy out their partners. The 22 Fox RSNs that Disney acquired for $20 billion as part of that $71 billion purchase of Rupert Murdoch's entertainment assets, this was the crown jewel. So Sinclair Broadcast Group and the Yankees and Amazon together are putting that together. Obviously, as you know, look for huge things from Sinclair.
The Cowboys are making a play in the co-working office arena. A lot of people do this now where they do these shared office facilities where there's everything. You can work out, there's entertainment, there's networking, there's food and booze. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, and the Star, which is that big training facility of theirs in Frisco, but it's also an office park, and it is probably one of the biggest office developments that teams have ever done. You know, so why not try to do this? Multi-billion-dollar projects currently under consideration for this kind of thing in Oakland, San Diego, Miami, and other cities. But the Cowboys really show how it's done. They've done it for a long, long time in a lot of different ways.
A couple things. They're starting that ACC network launch, and I guess ESPN put it on DirecTV as well, and they're launching a video game sports championship, like an esports thing.
Yeah. And what they're trying to figure out is how to get the millennials. So we all understand that. So DirecTV is a distribution partner, but they're also, as you said, putting together new esports things. Every time we talk about this stuff, there's always new stuff for esports. How's your video game prowess? When they announce the Olympics for 2020 or 2024, you think you might compete?
I am not a video game player. I never have been in my entire life, although I have a nice jump shot. But I will say my kids are good at it. They play it all day and never say a word to me ever.
And, well, for that, that's for other reasons. And also, you have pretty soft hands, but we don't need to go into that either.
Listen, on the next show, we'll get into the different kinds of hand creams that we use. Thanks for coming on. Have fun.
Shameless promotion for you.
All right.
What, I don't care what you
There you go. The end of this interview has been a disaster. I'll see you. Thanks from Jacksonville.
Yeah. All right, man. I'll talk to you next
there
week.
There he is. All right. Rick Harrow tonight in Jacksonville with a train wreck of an ending to the interview there. Just an absolute car crash at the end. Check the insurance papers. There you go. So at the half, right, Syracuse trailing Baylor 38-37. And then Michigan 34-21 on Montana at the half. Seton Hall down 10 to Wofford at the half. And Purdue, Old Dominion, hanging with Purdue. They're down 6 with 3 minutes left in the first half. What do you think of these games? Mafia, your Seton Hall Pirates down 10 in trouble with the 7-seed Wofford.
Yeah, they're killing themselves right now with stupid turnovers left and right. They've had like 9 turnovers in the first half. The points differential off points off turnovers, it's like 16-3. So that's really the big difference for them right there. Otherwise, they're doing okay. They just got to keep their hands on the damn ball, stop traveling, stop throwing bad passes, and just, you know, play like they've been the last couple weeks instead of playing like they don't know what they're doing. They're a young team, so a lot of these guys don't have experience there, and they're showing it right now.
There you go. Carver High, what do you think? Michigan, do you think Montana will get back in the game?
I don't. I think that Michigan will pull away in that game.
And then Cuse down 1.5. Will Cuse find a way?
I still like Baylor to win this game. The one thing that sticks out to me in that game is a really fast pace for those two teams, playing 38-37 in the first half. I may jump on a little under in the second half of that game. I feel like things will slow down. Some shots will finally get missed. That's a high score for those two teams.
Purdue and Old Dominion, the Boilers, who you deem the biggest chokers in the tournament every year, they're up 6. How do you think that's going to roll?
I'm fine right now. Just hang in there. Stay single digits. Keep going. Make a run at some point and take this game.
All right, these are the only games that are live tonight. Everything else is done. Minnesota, a winner. LSU, Auburn, Florida State, Michigan State, Maryland, Kansas, Murray State, Florida, Kentucky, Gonzaga, and Villanova, all winners on the first day of the NCAA tournament. One of the great things that we can talk about on this show later, obviously, and we'll do it next with Brandon Gaudin. He's calling the games on Westwood One tomorrow in Columbia. We'll give you all of tomorrow's games and break them all down on a bench.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.